And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live. Paul Dottino and Roman Oben with you. So the Giants are coming off a victory against the Washington Redskins. And anytime you beat a division rival, Roman, it has to feel good.
Yeah, Paul, and look, you can't change history. You know, that seven-game losing streak. But you win a game in Tennessee, then you beat a division rival, you sweep the Redskins. I mean, that's something you can feel good about, especially when RG3 came back in and started to have some success. So the Giants have to feel good about at least where they've been the last 2 weeks.
All right, it's time for our Geico recap of the day. 1-800-947-AUTO, where you can spend 15 minutes to get 15% or more off on your car insurance, or go to geico.com. Now, over the last 2 weeks, the Giants have been really good in the second half, Roman. They've outscored their opposition 30-10 and have not given up a defensive touchdown during that time.
Yeah, and again, I go back to some of those losses where they weren't playing well in the second half. You go back to that Jacksonville, the Dallas loss where, you know, Romo couldn't get, you know, couldn't get to Romo. But you look what happened the last 2 weeks. I mean, this team is playing better and better as the game goes on. They're scoring offensively. They're moving down the field. And then, you know, defensively, they're stopping people, creating turnovers, getting sacked. So this team now is finally starting to play complete team offense, defense, and special teams for 60 minutes.
All right, Roman, the bad news is a couple of Giants had to go to the injured reserve list. The count is now at 22 on the season. Jaquan Williams and James Brewer with concussions. You heard from Coach Tom Coughlin. But the Rashad Jennings one, again, a bit of a problem. We just don't know about his availability. He's got that sprained ankle.
Yeah, you go back a few weeks on the ankle, and then, again, you go back a few weeks again, and then he had an ankle foot injury. Rashad Jennings has really only played probably about a third of the season in terms of him being healthy. So you talk about this running game, he's got to be a guy that you say, you know, where would this running game be, or this offense be, had Rashad Jennings been, you know, at least close to 100%.
Yeah, especially when you consider how great the Giants' passing attack has been with that rookie, Odell Beckham Jr. Got to mention him again. We're doing it all the time. Leads NFL rookies with 71 catches and 972 receiving yards, and he's second among rookies with 9 touchdown catches.
And I think what impresses me most about Odell Beckham, besides the fact that he just does something great every week, is the fact that when you know a guy's going to get targeted, and defenses are paying attention to him now. It's been that way for about the last month, and he still managed to be productive. And offensive coordinator McAdoo has done a good job in just continuing to create different ways. I mean, look at his slant. You're looking for a fade in the end zone. That's been something that's been, you know, kind of predictable. But you're seeing slants. You're seeing hitches, back shoulders. He's drawing pass interference penalties. So when you've got a number one guy, a true number one receiver, I mean, that's what he's going to do every single week. That spotlight is on you, and he still manages to be successful.
Now, on the other side of the coin, the running game, not all that good against the Redskins. 22 tries for 49 yards. Andre Williams, the rookie, had the longest carry of the day. It was only for 6. And, Roman, you always like to tell me about how those numbers can get skewed if you just break one big long one. They didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, and you go back 2 weeks ago, Paul, the Tennessee game. That 50-yard run made a huge difference. And every week you're saying, oh, man, if you get one 30-yard, one 40-yard run, that at least gets you over 100. And so, again, this running game has been a work in progress in terms of just finding the right angles. But I think at the end of the day, Andre Williams will become a better back because of some of those struggles that he's gone through this season. A very high productive guy came out of college. We've seen some flashes, but we need to continue to put it together. And you hopefully, against this Rams defense that likes to overrun plays, they're light, they're athletic, maybe he can cut a crease and maybe you see another big 50-yard run this week.
And to be fair, the Redskins do have a very stout defense against the run. Hey, it's time for our Twitter question, so let's see what we have this week. RTV Wow says, what's your take on how the offensive line has played the last 2 weeks? They've combined to only give up 1 sack during that time.
Yeah, and I talked about 2 weeks about the return of Justin Pugh to the right tackle, restabilizing that offensive line. You know, putting Jerry back at guard, center, left guard, left tackle, kind of pretty much staying the same as it has been. So these guys have found a rhythm in terms of their, you know, their blocking angles, and just everyone's playing square, they're staying straight, and they're really playing solid up front. I mean, this has really been the starting group all season. But again, it's good to see the hard work paying off in terms of how they've kept Eli Manning clean the last few weeks.
And no question, another challenge against the Rams, who have a very tough physical front seven. Talking about the other side of the line, that would be the defensive guys. Roman, look at these numbers now. 7 sacks last week. That's 22 combined over the last 3 games. The Giants now have 41 for the season.
Yeah, 22 sacks over the last few games versus, like, I think only 19 the first 11 games. And one thing I appreciate about it, Paul, is that it's coming from different people. I mean, you look at Hankins, and he's got about 7 sacks total. He's getting pressure on the inside. Last week you saw Kuhn return a ball for a touchdown. You've seen the pocket collapse. I mean, RG3, as good of an athlete as he was, I mean, you saw him really scared in the pocket. And you haven't seen an opposing quarterback this scared in the pocket for a long time. And as you know, Paul, the Giants defensively, when they've been at their best, you're always seeing that north number of 40-plus sacks.
You know, how about JPP? He's been one of the sparks as well. Now, he's got 68 tackles on the season, 9.5 sacks, and both of those numbers are his second best totals of his career. So he's coming on, and by the way, he's only going to turn 26 in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you look at JPP, there's been some criticism down the stretch and during those losses that he wasn't getting in sacks in some of the bigger games, but he's become such a better run defender. I think he's become a better total defensive end. And then now, you know, sacks are streaky, Paul. Now you're seeing him have that production in the backfield. And it's safe to say, I think he's going to definitely break, you know, 10, hopefully maybe get 12 sacks. You got 2 games to do it, but he definitely looks like a season where he's back to his form of getting double-digit sacks.
And it does seem like some of the younger guys along that defensive line are looking up to JPP, taking on more of a leadership and responsibility role, which is obviously a good thing for the Giants. When we come back, we're going to talk about those St. Louis Rams, 6-8, but still alive to finish 500 for the season, something they really want to try to do. We'll have more after this.
Fitness and wellness have always been part of my game plan for success. And now the New York Giants have teamed up with Hackensack University Medical Center to build a state-of-the-art facility to help you stay fit and well. Hackensack UMC Fitness and Wellness, powered by the Giants, features a world-class fitness center, saltwater filtered pools, a sports performance center, Beyond Day Spa. Stop in to check out the new facility on Route 17 in Maywood or visit giants.com/fitness to learn more about memberships.
And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. Jeff Fisher coaches the St. Louis Rams. Well, he used to coach the Titans, and, of course, Roman played against some of his teams. You know a couple of things you're going to get when you go down to play St. Louis. They're going to be fast, and they're going to hit.
Yeah, and again, I talked about this at the break. They don't tackle people, they hit people. And they have a high percentage of blitz. They're always sending at least one guy. And they're just a physical team. I played against some of those teams when Eddie George and Steve McNair and all those, the teams they had in Tennessee, and they were always a physical football team.
All right, now, they are in the top 3 in many defensive categories in the NFL, but I think you heard Coach Coughlin allude to earlier during our program about how good they've been recently. They have not allowed a defensive touchdown in their last 3 games.
Yeah, and Paul, I mean, you look at the teams they've beaten. They've beaten Seattle, they've beaten Denver, and a lot of that has been predicated on how well they've played on defense. They're light. They're all undersized. I mean, these guys all fly around, and they're just a physical young team. And, you know, playing that indoor field, that poses some problems for some of the opposing offenses in terms of crowd noise and things like that. So you don't want to get behind on the road against this Rams defense.
And as usual, with very stout defenses, it starts up front. And they got a couple of really good studs, Aaron Donald and Robert Quinn. Now, Donald, 4th in the NFL, 10.5 sacks, leads the NFL with 5 forced fumbles. Donald, 3rd among defensive tackles with 8 sacks himself.
And the film that I've seen, I mean, you'll see Aaron Donald playing nose guard in a 3 down. So he's a very undersized guy. He's only about 285 pounds. But these guys are light. They're fast. I've seen a lot of tackles, a lot of offensive line struggle just block these undersized guys. I mean, look at what, like, similar like the Seahawks are doing. They rotate guys in. They keep guys fresh. And they all can run extremely well. They know how to get to the quarterback, Paul.
Now, the bad news, though, for the Rams is that their secondary, well, not so great. Let me give you a couple numbers there. Teams offensively completed 70% on first down, which is 31st in the NFL. So you can throw on them early. I'll give you another number. 111 completions between 6 and 10 yards. That is the 4th most in the NFL. So you can beat them short because they'll give you a little space.
And sometimes these defenses like the Rams, how they're playing this year, typical team, They overrun plays, they take gambles, they go for interceptions instead of deflections, and teams can get behind these guys. So they're not a very disciplined group, and I don't say that term a lot in terms of NFL defense. They're not very disciplined, but again, they focus on the hitting and those things, but there's a lot of space and a lot of real estate open for a lot of these offenses.
Let's flop it to offense. Sean Hill, the starting quarterback, the past five games, 6 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions. He's also been sacked 12 times. Suffice it to say, he's not going to the Pro Bowl.
No, and he's a 13-year veteran. Look, he's only started 32 games, 6 of them this year. But if you can get to him in terms of what the defense has done with the sacks these last few weeks, you can make him very uncomfortable in that pocket, and that will be favorable for the Giants on defense.
Tavon Austin and Kenny Britt, the two good wide receivers. Austin's been better in the punt return game than the receiving game. And tight end Jared Cook has 44 catches to lead their receiving core. That'll do it for this week. For Roman Oben, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time on Giants Press Conference Live.